Hello and welcome to the Luxury Lounge. That's right. Every Thursday, we head into the lounge, we close the door, and we air our grievances. That's right. We get to, and there's no grievance that's too large or too small or too fancy, or you, it really can be anything, and you send yours in to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. And listen, people, keep sharing, keep spreading the word, and thank you for already doing that. You're already doing it. Thank you. You're spreading the word. You're telling a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone with ears, and I want to thank you guys for, again, the Tonight Show was like an amazing experience, and everyone who listens was a part of that. I could feel it. Just, I mean, if you go on YouTube and go look at any just run-of-the-mill video, the comments are garbage. It is the garbage of the universe coming in and spreading their garbage because they want people to be as miserable as them. Now, I would say this. The comments on the YouTube clip from The Tonight Show for me is the total opposite. It is all love and amazingness, and it's because of you guys. So thank you. That's like such an amazing thing. I had tears in my eyes. I'm reading this. I'm like, this is amazing. I mean, I couldn't believe it. So I want to thank you guys for being a part of that huge part of my life. And then, you know, thank you for sharing. But also, enough with the thank yous. You got to share this podcast. You got to support the sponsors. You got to pay for it. Okay, there's many ways to pay for this podcast. You share with a friend and a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa. You make it your Instagram story. That's a very non-abrasive way to share it with people. You, hey, we have ads on every episode. The ads, I don't know if they help you. They might. Every ad is an opportunity. You know, it might be a gift for a boyfriend or a girlfriend. It might be that I'm giving you money off of something that you need in the house. It might be that you're finding your next favorite drink. I don't know. I'm not asking you to go buy all of them. I'm saying, you know, I'm cutting you deals here that you're not finding anywhere else. So support the sponsors. And I got tour dates. I'm going to be going to Phoenix, St. Louis, Syracuse. So get those tickies, jaredfried.com. Very excited about today's guest. An OKP, original key player of the podcast, a new to the lounge, the funniest, the most hilarious, Jessica Carson. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, Jared, I love you. You're so good at this.
I try my best. I want to create a show. I want to create an atmosphere where you can hit it out of the park because everyone needs to go follow you now. If they don't follow you, they're insane. Jessica's one of the funniest people alive, like alive on the planet Earth, at Jessie Carson on Instagram, jessicacarson.com. She's got tour dates coming up. I'm looking right now. New York, New York, Keyport, New Jersey, Poughkeepsie, New York, Tampa, Florida, Washington, D.C., Glenside, PA, Plano, Texas. I mean, doing Zoom shows, Madison, Wisconsin. The calendar is full. How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. I mean, I'm not fully alive, just for anyone who really wants to understand. I'm dead inside. I'm alive on the outside. So that's most comedians, and you understand.
I get it.
I want to tell everyone that's watching that I love this man dearly. I don't love everyone. Anyone who watches me or knows me knows that. I really love you. I know you
thank
understand
you.
That. You're like my little brother. I'm very protective of you. And I think you're brilliant.
Thank you.
I love you as a person, and I love your art and your comedy. I'm very proud of you. I'm going to gush one more minute, but I'm so proud of you for doing The Tonight Show. It's about time. It's been a long time coming.
You've had to wait
a while to do it. This was supposed to happen a very long time ago, so it's been a long wait, and you killed it. And I'm very proud. You work your ass off.
I appreciate it.
So it's great. Yeah.
I really do appreciate it. And it's, you know, like I told you, the minute we met, I'm telling the audience right now, I saw Jessica on stage at the Fat Black Pussycat. Like I'd heard of you. I knew of you. But then I was at the Comedy Cellar and I see you on stage and you come off stage and I go, and you had just done a bit about how your mom called the cleaning lady the girl. And I was like, oh, my God. I go, we don't know each other, but we know each other. And I go, yeah. I go, the girl, oh my God. I was like, we're family. And yeah. You literally looked at me, you go, I have people say that to me all the time. You know, and it's true.
We grew up very, we're both Jewish, but it's a very similar upbringing, very similar background. Yeah.
I mean, the girl versus the cleaning lady is like, that is so specific. and the girl is coming and cleaning up for the girl and like the whole thing. It's just such a wild thing. But I want everyone to go follow Jessica if you don't already. And she has a Comedy Central special, hour special. It was amazing. If you haven't watched it. This is the thing. When I bring people on, it is because they come with a treasure trove of funny that people, if you're listening, you can go and search them out. And at Jessie Kirsten on Instagram, her podcast is Disgusting Hawk. Can you explain Disgusting Hawk? Because I don't know if I could. It's like a variety show. I was on it. I loved it.
You're amazing on it.
You do characters. And so This is what I love about the podcast world is like now we're getting different versions, getting different things. Yours is like, you know, it's like a reoccurring, it's almost like The State, you know, like with all these characters that kind of go on. Explain it for the audience, please.
Sure. Well, I have one that it's on hiatus, but I have one called Relatively Sane, where I just interviewed a ton of comedians. You can still find that one online. And then I have one called Disgusting Hawk, which people should watch on YouTube. It's insane, especially if you smoke pot. You can go into like a, oh my God, for days, you could watch tons of them. They're insane. I dress up as all different characters. I do a sex therapist with long blonde hair, Dr. Pamela Crane. I do a male guy named Matt. Hey, dude, it's Matt! I do Mandy, you know, the like, hi, it's Mandy. I do, you know, Vivian Eisenstein, who's, you know, the one that you did with.
I went on with Vivian.
So funny.
I went on with Vivian Eisenstein is like an old Jewish woman, and we talk about my weight, and it is
so funny, Jared. You guys have to watch the one with Jared.
Go to Jessica's YouTube page at Jessie Kirsten on Instagram, jessicakirsten.com for all their stuff. Okay, are we ready to go to the lounge? You ready to do some complaining?
Yes. Okay, we're going to.
Awesome. I love it. And I know you're going to be amazing. I think this is there's people I specifically bring into the lounge. I don't just bring anyone in here. I'm going to do my complaint first. Hit the music. Jared, he has some problems. Jared, he's got some issues to do. Get off his chest right now. Jared has a lot of issues. Jared has a issue with a lot of things that we can discuss. Can you relate to the problem now? What I love is that you set up my complaint. And I did the Tonight Show. I feel very excited about it. I feel like the way you complimented me on the Tonight Show is how a compliment happens. So this is, so when you say, I love your art, you killed it, and you work hard. We know that some people go, you work really hard. And then that's their only compliment. You're like, yeah, but am I funny? Like, what the fuck does that mean? You work really hard. But I have people that are, to me, it's so easy to go, you were hilarious. I loved it. That's all you have to say.
Yeah.
That's the compliment. You were hilarious. I love it. Some people, they have to give their own take on a compliment that subtly avoids you were funny. Like, if I made you a pie and you said anything but it was delicious, I would say they fucking hated the pie. If you were like, oh, you know, the designs on top of the pie were just so interesting. Or I really liked how the pie looked. I liked how the pie, you know, I liked the way you put it on the table, the presentation.
Yeah.
You'd be like,
yeah.
Well, did you fucking eat it?
Yeah.
Did you even listen to the pie?
It was a wonderful platter.
Yeah. What I've been also getting is they'll avoid the comment and then they'll go, so what's next? Next, people.
Nothing. Depression.
Yeah. I'm going to sit here and bask in this long enough that I don't remember the other shit that isn't going on in my life.
Right, of course.
So let me have a day. Let me have a day where I don't go, what's next? Like, what's next? Nothing. There's nothing next.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to I'm gonna show up to SNL and be like, hi. I'm here. What's like,
you're starring on a soap opera next week.
Yeah, right. And it's like these people that it's like they're following this Gary V methodology. Like, okay, I have to stop for a second.
Okay.
My neighbor underneath me is now hitting their ceiling to let me know I'm being too loud. And it's like, how soft can I go? Like, I don't need, I'm sitting in a chair. It is 12:47 p.m.
Are you putting this in the podcast?
Yeah, we're talking right now. I have to quiet
down. Are you editing this out or is this going to go in?
Well, no, this is going to go in. What I mean,
I want to kill the person.
I'm in my complaint. I should be allowed. I'm switching the complaint right now on the fly.
Right now too.
Hit the music. Hold on. Hit the music. It's the guest's turn to complain. They're ready to jump in. They've got lots of problems too. It ain't all about Jared. Let's hear their complaint of the day. Let's hear their complaint of the day. They're invited on the show to have some fun and complain with you. Let's hear that complaint. Okay, it's your complaint.
I want to know why that person's hitting the ceiling in the middle of the day. You're allowed to. You're not even being that loud.
Also, I'm in my own apartment. They actually slipped a letter underneath my door.
Put the mic to the floor right now.
I mean, they've stopped because I'm now whispering.
But put it to the floor just for 1 second.
The mic?
Yeah.
Well, they can't even hear you. Like, I have to. I don't think
they
didn't
hear that?
No, because I have headphones on.
Oh,
so they only hear me.
You just heard that really loud in your ears. I just got so confused. I'm so sorry.
Wait, can you imagine?
Why are they knocking? What do they hear then?
They're hearing me talk about people giving me complaining about people complimenting me on my set.
I'm introducing
the podcast. But it's like,
if I had an elephant right now, I would run it loose in your apartment. I'm so angry at that person.
But that's the thing. It's like, listen, this isn't 9 o'clock at night. I've actually switched around my schedule because when I do the live stream, I've like made it so I end at 10 thinking like 10 o'clock. Okay. Lights out. I get it. Cause I used to tape the post game show after, and this is for anyone listening at home. I've been now pre-taping the post game show because I get I've been able to get the episodes a little bit earlier every now and again, but I don't even get them earlier. Like I get them earlier because like through the grapevine.
I can't believe how calm you are. That just brought up so much trauma for me from when I lived in New York City. I am so angry right now.
Would people complain about you being loud?
Yeah, with the knocking on the fucking ceiling.
I mean, is she using a broom? Like,
yes, and that was a broom. I've dealt with this so many times. That was a broom or a mop.
But 12:49 is the time right now. Real time, people at home. I'm letting you guys know.
And it was four bangs. It was four or five bangs. I still remember it.
It's legit. What's crazy is it was right under my feet. Like I could feel it. Like I knew, they know where I am. They found me. Like
between 50s and 70s. Am I right?
Has to be. I mean.
Oh my God. I hope she burns in a fire.
Here's the other thing. When they wrote me the letter, here's what bothers me about the way they, here's my complaint about their complaint. When they complained about me, they wrote me the letter. They just basically were like, you're being loud. And it's like, no. Let's come to a solution. Being loud is a warning, a blanket warning, a threat even. Because you go being loud. So what time of day? Let me know when, like, is it literally me talking at this level that's like bothering you? Because I need to know that. Like, I need to know where we are on the spectrum of like, of where I can be loud. And it's like, and when you do the blanket thing, that's not working towards communication. That's not working towards towards a common goal, because I have to be speaking in my apartment. Okay, that's just what I have to.
Yeah,
and you need
more specific.
You need quiet. So let's figure this out.
She must have a horrible relationship.
I mean, the listeners just got let in. I mean, there's no more real luxury lounge than that. I mean, let's go to the emails. You ready?
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Jessica Kirsten. At Jesse Kirsten. Go follow. Luxury lounge. Why are there no cup holders on planes? This is a good question. Feather, I'm writing you from the economy section, of a popular U.S. airline.
What a loser.
I couldn't help but pen this email moments before takeoff because my massive complaint is too much to bear once airplane mode takes effect. My issue is the egregious lack of cup holders on most, if not all, airplanes. I can't speak for first class because, let's be real, I'm a poor millennial. Moments before opening this email draft, I frantically shuffled to my window seat, holding my carry-on bag, purse, water bottle, and Starbucks beverage. Sitting down provided no relief because I was forced to hold my water bottle and ice drink while simultaneously placing my purse under my seat in attempting to sanitize and buckle my seatbelt. I sit here knowing that I'm also responsible to hold these beverages for the remainder of the flight, or worse, place them on the ground and hope for no turbulence. How hard is it to have at least one cup holder near each seat on the plane? Thanks for providing a safe space for us to air our complaints and dating woes. Sincerely, two cups, one girl. Jessica Garza, what do you think?
I love that. I love that email. I love how she signed it off too. She's very cute.
She's great. She's
adorable. And I totally agree with her. I fly every week. I had the exact same thought. I swear to God, 2 days ago when I landed at JFK, I was like, there needs to be a cup holder. I deal with it every week. And a lot of times I throw out my drink before I get on the plane because I don't want to deal with it.
It's crazy because they are redoing some of these planes. Yeah. And it's like, I remember one time I saw like a redesign. They're like, this is how we might fly in 20 years. And it was like everyone had lay down seats, but they were like above each other. They were almost like barracks. And I was like, there we go. Now we're thinking. We're at least trying.
Right.
I'll give an example. This club won't book me for some reason, but hopefully I make it there someday. Comedy Works in Denver. You've been there, right?
Yeah, they're not booking me anymore. I don't know why. Yes. Okay.
Listen, it's a very popular club, so I can understand maybe they take, you know, you go back every few years. I know there's a Denver audience listening right now, but I will say this, and I'll give them this compliment. They had their seating structure isn't table and chairs like you see at most comedy clubs. It is a chair with an arm table.
Yeah.
So you sit. Everyone in the crowd is facing forward. Nobody's like sitting looking at someone else. No one's like looking, you know, at the back wall.
It's a beautiful, incredible club. The owner's amazing and she does such an unbelievable job. It's great.
But then they have the cup holder, so people are strapped in. They made a change. They didn't look at every other comedy club and go, well, they saw they're doing it wrong and they made a change. These flights, even when they do have a cup holder, it's trash. I do sit in first class, okay? I was in first class the other day. They don't have a cup holder. They have a cup, like, spot.
Yeah.
It's like it's risen just a little bit.
So
it's not even protecting the cup from falling over. It's just this little groove. And it's like, no, give me the movie theater style wrapped around it so I can, you know, have some leverage here, have some protection.
Yeah, I don't understand it. It's so weird that they don't have that. Sometimes they have like the little mesh thing, but it's not good. It does.
The mesh thing can go fuck itself. The mesh thing.
It's not good. It's like you'd have something on your crotch to hold your balls in your dick. It doesn't work.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Title it Luxury Lounge. Okay. Send it in. Give me a little flavor. Some people have stopped titling it. You got to title it Luxury Lounge and then tell me what it's going to be. This one says, can people just take the fucking stairs? Jared, Feather. Anyways, my building at work has one elevator since the other one is broken. There are 8 floors in my building, and I work in a research lab, so a lot of people take carts to transport animals and other lab equipment, so taking the elevator is sometimes necessary. I'm so tired of the people who know this is a problem, then get on the elevator with just themselves and no cart to transport lab equipment and just take 1 or 2 floors. Even worse when these people are skinny and clearly in good shape, or even if they're a little chunky. Let's get some exercise and take the stairs. I've waited for over 5 minutes just for the elevator to come since I work on the top floor and don't feel like walking up 8 flights of stairs, but I think walking up 1 to 2 flights is very reasonable. Honestly, just respectful of others when you know that one elevator is down. Jessica Kirsten, what do you think?
I totally agree. That's not okay. If you're fat,
yeah,
you know, it's understandable. I'm heavy. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Plus I have kids. It's exhausting. I mean, if I need to wait, if I were working there and I didn't have a cart with animals, I might just like carry some animals just so I can take the elevator. I would just grab some dogs from off the street, steal them.
Yeah.
So I could just, I didn't have to walk up the stairs, but
instead of an emotional support dog, you have a fat person elevator dog. Yeah, this is my fat person elevator dog.
I wouldn't even get stuffed animals and just put blankets over them so they look real.
This is my emotional support, my elevator support dog. I use it so people won't judge me for taking the elevator because I get too tired. No, I'm with them. I live in a building where the elevators are slow. It's like an older building. I mean, obviously, yeah. It's an older building. I'm dealing with a woman using her rake to let me know. A broom. Hello?
Can you imagine if it was her head?
She's just 7'5" and she's just jumping up and down, hitting her head against the ceiling.
Shut up!
So I understand this person's issue because I'm on the 4th floor. I can go up 4 pretty good, and if I did the stairs only, I think I'd be like 10 pounds less. I really do think if I made a commitment to the stairs here, like if I was just like, I don't do elevators. The problem I have is sometimes I go outside with my weights. I bring my weights to the field to go work out.
How often though, Jared?
Twice a week. And So when I get those weights, I have them on my shoulder, and yeah. I wake up at like 9 a.m. to get to the field by 9:30. If I have to take a dump, if I have like a moment where I'm like held back a little bit,
yeah,
I'm in a legit rush, and I have to take the elevator because I don't want to like fall down the stairs with 40 pounds on my shoulders.
Right.
So there are some days where the elevator goes up, and then someone will get it and go down, and I have to wait. And you see these people that get on, and you're like, dude, you could do one, and you stop on the first flight. And I'm like,
so
I have somewhere to be. Like, you're obviously right. Waking up in time. Like, you had time to do the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this person is totally right. I mean, to go up a flight or down a flight or two with one elevator broken, that's really, I would do that.
And she's sitting there with a flock of birds in a cage waiting to get down.
I just keep picturing people in an elevator with birds and animals.
Oh, I better stop. Okay.
Yeah, like, what floor are you?
The J Train Podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy. We talk about BetterHelp a lot on this show. And this month, we're discussing some of the stigmas around mental health. We've been taught that mental health shouldn't be a part of normal life, or that therapy is for quote unquote crazy people. But therapy doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means you recognize that all humans have emotions and we need to learn to control them, not avoid them. We take care of our bodies with the gym, the doctor, and nutrition. We should be focusing on our minds just as much. I'm going to tell you right now, I love this because it takes a lot of the barriers away from you looking into it. I know that when it comes to finding a new doctor or finding a maybe a therapist in this situation, you go, where do I even look? How do I even find someone? I don't want to leave the house. I don't want to take up the time. This is an opportunity. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. See, it makes it easy. It's like the therapist coming to you. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. This is great. It's trying to make something that I could see someone feeling is uncomfortable as comfortable as possible. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Yeah, they're taking away the office space these people have to pay for. So now they're passing the savings on to you, and it can happen quickly. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. JTrain is sponsored by BetterHelp, and my listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/JTrain. That's BETTERHELP.com/JTrain. BetterHelp, keep your mind healthy. The JTrain Podcast is excited to welcome our new sponsor, Pendulum. When it comes to nutrition, we know that there's more to consider than just calories. The science is clear. A healthy gut microbiome is key to a healthy lifestyle, and now we're learning about the connection between your gut microbiome health and type 2 diabetes. Over time, people with type 2 diabetes lose the gut bacteria that help digest fiber and manage our blood glucose levels, and diet and exercise alone are not enough to manage it. Your gut microbiome might need attention. Pendulum Glucose Control is the first and only medical probiotic that's designed with clinically shown efficacy to manage A1C and blood glucose levels through the health of your microbiome. Pendulum is formulated and bottled in the U.S. with the highest safety and quality standards and non-GMO project verified. With Pendulum, you can feel in control of your levels, not the other way around. Take control of your glucose levels today. Try Pendulum Glucose Control for 90 days. If you're not satisfied with your levels, you'll get your money back. Visit PendulumLife.com to find out more and use promo code JTrain for 20% off your first bottle of membership. Wow. That's PendulumLife.com. Promo code JTrain. PendulumLife.com. Promo code JTrain. Luxury Lounge. Electronic apartment locks. Dearest Mr. JTrain and guest, I recently renewed my lease at my quote-unquote luxury apartment complex, and I got the option to get an electric lock on my front door as a renewal gift, they put in quotes. I have friends who live in similar apartment complexes, and their electronic locks have a little number pad so you can type in the code and the door will unlock. Great. If I need someone to come over while I'm out of town to watch my pets, I can give them the code and don't have to worry exchanging keys. This sounds like an actual perk. I like this. Yeah. Can't lock a key inside if the lock is a passcode, all good things. But no. My apartment complex doesn't have that kind of electric lock. This electronic lock requires a little electronic key fob that you have to press against the lock. Why even have it? Then when it turns green, you have to twist a little knob on the front to unlock the door. How is this any better than a regular lock? Actually, it's worse. What if the battery dies? Also, I can't make copies of this electronic fob, so now instead of my mom and my best friends having spare keys that I can just get cut at Home Depot, I'm stuck with two keys. That's it. Honestly, I think this gift was more of a curse, and I regret getting in the first place. Sincerely, one unlucky listener. Love that sign off.
I know. They're cute. These people are amazing.
Best listeners in the world.
Yeah. That is so annoying. And this fob shit, it's like you can never get more of them. And if you do, they're a fortune. They're a pain in the ass to get. It's so ridiculous.
We're getting rid of, I don't like that we're letting the nerds into every industry.
Yeah.
We don't need nerds in every part of our life. Every part of our life doesn't have to be a hack or dealing with someone who codes. Like I need locksmith in my life. I need, you know, it's just
keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Like I need
to get into and difficult. Right. Doesn't have to be, everything's become so complex.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really bothers me. It's so like someone brought up Meta, the like Mark Zuckerberg is creating this Meta, which is supposed to be this like AI world that we're all going to be living in, and we're going to just sitting there with we're heading towards the movie WALL-E. We're just going to be fat idiots sitting in a chair with a screen on our head, traveling through a fake world. It's like, are we creating a world that's just more comfortable for nerds that hated the world? Like,
Right.
I liked high school. I
Me
liked going to
too.
college.
Me
I have
too.
friends. I don't need the virtual world so I can find people that are exactly like me. This is all in
I agree with
safety and
you.
protection land. Yeah, this is about making a certain brand of person safer. And really, and I'm saying this, the people with they're trying to kill out the and I know I'm way off topic from a fob key, but I really have been thinking about this.
But what you're saying is very smart. I
They're
totally agree with you.
trying to kill anyone with and I'm looking for a very specific word. And oh shit, I'm bombing this.
No, you're not.
With what is that thing when someone can win you over with their personality? Charm. They
Yeah.
hate charm. These are the charmless people are trying to create a charmless world because the idea that like the used car salesman, like you do kind of need the used carsman salesman personality out there. Like
Yeah.
those are people you want to hang out with. You might get fucked on a car, but that doesn't mean that person isn't needed in society. And it feels like, you know, and this is again the changing from the regular lock to coder fob lock that doesn't even that has to have ulterior motives. Like this person's right. Why even create a locking system that keeps you with a key? They must want you to have the fob. They must want you to keep, you know, the battery and you know, there's some business elsewhere that we don't even know about. And that's kind of the scary part of all this is like, yeah, get our you know, get the CVS rewards card. Yeah, so the coder can know which products to jack up the price on.
I know it's so scary. It
Yeah.
really is. I mean, it's about, and it's just all for, like all comes back to no connections, no interactions, no, I
Yeah,
don't
because if
know.
the because if there's no interactions, there's no discomfort. Like we and they don't like this is a group of people that can't deal with discomfort. You and I, we get uncomfortable all the time and we sit there and laugh in people's faces when it happens. Like I've watched you watch someone act like an idiot and you'll just start laughing. And nothing is
Oh, yeah.
funnier to me than when I watch you laugh at someone and I do the same thing. My mom does the same thing where it's like, who is this fucking weirdo? And
Yeah.
dealing with a weirdo in public and these people who create the fobs and you know the people that are creating dating apps. Again, I'm using the dating apps and they're not created by people like me. It's not my friend from the football team. It's Mark Zuckerberg being like, I don't want any discomfort ever again. And it's scary. It's
Yeah.
truly like a scary, like, you know, frontier. But jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com here with Jessica Kirsten. You need to go follow right now at Jesse Kirsten on Instagram. Disgusting Hawk. She's on TikTok. You're killing it on TikTok. I love seeing your
Yeah,
videos.
I'm loving TikTok. I post crowd work videos almost every day, and people love them.
I love it. Luxury lounge. Am I the Karen waiting excessively long on an online food order? Okay, I'm gonna hop to it. My complaint is that of a true thousandaire, but I cannot stand when an online order for food having to wait an excessive amount of time past what is advertised on the site or the app. Today, I ordered a sandwich from a sandwich shop near work, and the online service said I would be ready for pickup at 11:40. I was there on time, expected to have a 5 to 10 minute wait for my order. But not a big deal. I waited for 5 minutes and a staff member told me they were working on it. At 10 minutes, they came by and said the same. No worries, I still have plenty of time. The same happened after 15 minutes of waiting. At 20 minutes, I was starting to get frustrated as I had a meeting to get to and really only had a half hour total to get the food, eat, and go to the meeting. After 25 minutes, they told me it would be a few more minutes. When the 30 minute,
No,
yeah, it's over. You gotta
it's
leave.
over. Way before that, it's over for me.
When the
She's
third,
very patient.
especially when you ordered online.
Yeah, no, This is way, I'm halfway, she's incredibly patient. I would have caused a scene.
When the 30-minute mark hit, I asked kindly if they could cancel my order as I had a meeting to get to, which would mean my 9-month pregnant self. I like that she's adding on, and I'm pregnant. You know, like, oh, this is horrible.
9 months pregnant. This is murder. About that. I would.
Yeah. She has she has two people to nourish. Would be foregoing lunch, which is imperative stuff when you're carrying around a full blown fetus. But anyways, other folks around me started giving me dirty looks and acting as if I was the rude party. But another patron even told me they're trying their best. Can't you see they're busy? I replied with, "Yeah, I see they're working really hard." For context, I'm from the Boston area and live in Southern California. This is part of it.
That's why.
And here, New England directness can be off-putting. I think Northeast directness can be off-putting. But was it a Karen? Was it Karen asked for me to advocate for myself in my time? No, an attempt to cancel the order, or should I have just walked out without canceling and getting a refund? My sandwich came out as the guy behind the counter was trying to figure out the refund. I told him not to worry about it, as I had now had the sandwich and was going to take it. I feel it like it's pretty normal to be frustrated to wait 30 minutes after the pickup time you're provided for a sandwich. Maybe that's just me. Thank you for listening to my silly rant. It's not silly. It's actually a very huge issue. Don't you agree?
I have a very strong opinion about this.
I agree too. Go ahead, please.
I have so many things to say, and I'm going to say them quick. First of all, she should have gotten her sandwich within 10 minutes of getting there. 15 tops.
Totally.
She is incredibly patient. Mm-hmm. She is 9 months pregnant. For anyone to make any comment not supporting her is insane. The fact that it was that late, period. Then you add on the fact that she's physically 9 months pregnant and that people couldn't understand. I am so sick of people, especially women, co-signing that shit, of being nice to people. They're trying their hardest. Fuck that. It is so annoying. Speak up for yourself. Fucking stop letting people walk all over you. This is a business. She ordered it online. It was supposed to be ready. They said that she would have to wait 5, maybe 10 minutes the most. It was a half an hour. This is business. She paid for it. It is ridiculous. They should have given it to her for free. I'm so sick of this, like, feel sorry for them. They're working hard. No, this is business. She had a job and she's 9 months pregnant.
I'm with you. The other people telling her they're working hard, can't you see they're busy?
That's the worst part of it for me.
That's the worst part about it. That's the actual, like, societal issue here.
Right. This is what makes women let men treat them like shit. Let them treat them like shit. It makes me sick.
They're the true elitists. Right. They're the ones saying, well, they're trying. It's like, yeah, not good enough.
They enable people that abuse other people. They're enabling.
Anyone can be bad at their jobs. Anyone can be fired from their jobs. And it doesn't matter if they're at the sandwich place or if they're the CEO of Tesla. Okay. And so we live in a world where things are unfair. Yeah, you're buying the sandwich and you wouldn't want to work at the sandwich place, but that's the fucking breaks. And what happens is, in this world of, like, no one's allowed to be like, hey, I expect service. I am paying for service. The sandwich doesn't cost what I'm paying. The sandwich costs a combination of the meats and the breads and the service and then there's a tip involved at the end. If you don't think these people at the restaurant are being paid enough, then you shouldn't go there. If you're saying, well, they're trying, fuck off. And it's this world where it's like, if you complain at all, you're a Karen. And now
I know.
And the problem is, Karen is like, it gets mixed in. Because we label things, we mix things in with the worst version. The Karen videos included people being racist all the way down to people just complaining about their sandwich. And it's like, how are we putting all those people in one group so now this person can't be like, hey, it's taken 30 minutes to get my fucking sandwich? Right. She's allowed to say something.
Right.
And she's the story she explains, it doesn't seem like she was being, she just said, I want to cancel. This is horrible.
Right.
You have bad service. She's allowed to say that.
And also, you know what? shit happens. Maybe things got screwed up. Who knows what happened? But then just say, we're so sorry. We really screwed up. Like, come back to her and just keep saying, we're so sorry. It's really not, it's taking so long. We are going to give this to you for free. Please, if you want to wait around, you can. If not, we'll give you a credit. Like, acknowledge what's going on. I hate this, like, denial of what's going on. You're the truth teller. Everyone's telling you you're fucking crazy. This is what we all grew up with when we're the truth teller. And everyone's saying you're fucking crazy and you're a Karen and you're nuts, and it's like
you're crazy, so you're right. Sensitive,
right. You're sensitive, you're out of control,
and that's the thing. This is one of those things where it's like we live in a capitalist society, okay? This person will never eat a sandwich there again. That business, it's up to them to say apologize enough so that they can try and win back their business. Maybe right. These two people go their separate ways. For the other people to step in and be like, you should be kinder to the place you paid
all
for
all the time.
And it's crazy. And especially, I mean, Southern California, that's a type of person. You will be judged accordingly. I know exactly what they're dealing with there. You know, and it's a subtle elitism where they think they're their savior. And it's like, no, you're not.
This happens in our audiences. This happens every crowd work video I put up. I joke around with people in the crowd. I make fun of them in a funny way. They love it. They come up to me after the show and say, I love you. I had the best time. I never laughed harder. Thank you for picking on me. And then I get complaints on my, not a lot, but I get a couple of complaints on my thing saying, you're mean. You were so mean to that person. Meanwhile, that person emails me and says, I loved how you picked on me. I never had more fun. It's so crazy. It's so annoying. It's like, and it's your own shit. It's their own shit. Like, go to a therapist and work out your stuff, honey.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Jessica Kirsten at Jesse Kirsten. Go follow right now. Let's do this one. Luxury Lounge. Construction workers take my parking. JTrain, feather. My luxury lounge issue is about parking in New Orleans. I've lived in New Orleans for about four years now, moved from Florida. I am so frustrating with parking. Houses here are so crowded next to each other, and there aren't front lawns, driveways, garages for parking, so everyone just street parks in front of their house. You get one spot, and any visitors are lucky if they find something close. Well, my neighbor has been doing renovations on her house for a few months now, and the construction workers keep taking all the nearby parking. My neighbor has one of those huge industrial garbage tins in front of their house, so that takes away two spots. This is crazy. I know it probably makes their job easier to park close to the house, but now I, a 5'1 small woman, have to park around the corner clutching my mace in case I get frickin' snatched. Crime in New Orleans isn't new, so yeah, it's a little scary sometimes. Anyways, I'm going to lose my mind if I have to park a block away another day. Or I'll just never leave my house again. I don't know. Thanks. Love you. What do you think of this?
It's not okay.
It's a safety issue.
Not okay. She needs to talk to the neighbor. And if not... to talk to the cops, yeah, or whoever. I don't know if it's the cops or who, it's probably is, or someone, because I think she has the rights to the parking in front of her house if she owns her house. I don't know what she said, if she owns it or not.
She needs to talk to the neighbor, and she needs to let them know, I'm walking in at night, and it's because you have 7 Ford F-150s out here that are doing construction, and they're taking up 7,000 spots. And can you ask that these assholes park farther away, because your neighbors are going to take action? And then I agree. It goes up to the police. It goes up to the force, because you go, hey, I need to, like, we need to come to some agreement that doesn't have me walking, shaking at night like I'm in a horror movie. And I know what she's talking about. I've been in New Orleans. They don't have driveways. They don't have, you know, it's house on house on house on house. And you're going, and New Orleans is like a city of, like, it's almost like it's very neighborhoody. Like, you'll be at a bar and you'll be like, am I next to someone's home? Like, you know, like, and so I do understand what they're talking about. The JTrain podcast is brought to you by Feel CBD. CBD isn't about what you feel. It's about what you don't feel. Stress, anxiety, pain. I love Feel CBD. I'm like into it. I'm using it every day. I'm on the monthly subscription. you know, stress and anxiety is at an all-time high. We have different schedules than we did a couple years ago, different things on our mind, and it's just something that I have felt has made a difference in my life. And Feels is a premium CBD that will help you feel your best while keeping your head clear. Feels knows that everyone is different and that finding your right dose is important. That's why they offer a free CBD hotline to help you find your perfect dose. This is why I love Feels. You get someone to talk to that can make you feel a little bit more comfortable about getting involved with something like Feels. The Feels customer service team is dedicated to making sure you get the best use of your CBD. CBD naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. It couldn't be easier. Just place a few drops of Feels CBD under oil under your tongue and feel the difference within minutes, or pop one of Feels' new CBD-infused mints for a clear-headed feeling and an added gift of fresh breath. I've gotten the mints, too. I love them. I use them all the time. And they're delicious. There's no hangover, no addiction. Joining the Feels monthly membership makes your self-care easy. You save money on every order and can pause or cancel anytime. It's hassle-free, delivered directly to your door. Start feeling better with Feels. Become a member today by going to feels.com/jtrain. You'll get 40% off your first 3 months with free shipping. That's feals.com/jtrain to become a member and get 40% automatically taken off your first 3 months with free shipping. feals.com/jtrain. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
And then if the neighbor doesn't do anything about it, she can definitely have someone help her handle that. Because I think she has the rights to her. If she owns the home, she has, I don't know.
It's just not right. But the construction, hey, your spot is the tin garbage can. That's your spot. Any extra spot. You know, like have a little empathy for, you are now taking up three spots.
You're hoping someone does, but a lot of people could give a shit.
I agree. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with @Jessica Kirsten, @JessicaKirsten. Go follow JessicaKirsten.com for all her tour dates. She's going all around. Raleigh, Zanies in Nashville, Sarasota, Florida, Dallas, Texas. You're going everywhere. Madison, Wisconsin. I love it. Keep everyone go JessicaKirsten.com. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Jared, huge fan of the lounge. Appreciate that you've created a safe space for those of us with luxury issues to gather. I have a big luxury complaint that I'm hoping you and your guests can help with. My family and I have been members of a private club since I was a kid. I had idealistic summers growing up, hours filled with relaxing on the beach by noon, pool lounging, sailing, and playing tennis. The only problem is that the food that is served in the club's dining room is terrible. I'm talking clearly mass-produced and so bland that I would rather eat cardboard. I've always let it slide because everything else was so nice and I didn't want to sound like an ungrateful brat, but I've officially hit my breaking point. My mom decided that we were going to celebrate Thanksgiving by going to the club for Thanksgiving dinner. Uh-oh. This is a huge issue for me. My family always hosted Thanksgiving, so I grew up eating my mom's delicious turkey dinner with mashed potato stuffing and all the Thanksgiving fixings I asked for, cooked to perfection, aka my liking. With an empty nest, I can understand how my mom reached this decision, but I still believe it is a criminal offense. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite days of the year, so I always make a point to travel home to be with my family. Now that I have to suffer through a lackluster and flavorless dinner with no say in what side dishes are ordered or offered or how they're prepared, I feel as though Thanksgiving is being taken away from me. Their menu doesn't come close to scratching the surface of my expectations, with food being at the center of the Thanksgiving celebrations. I feel as though I'm better off opting out of what will surely be a painful dining experience. I'm grateful to be able to celebrate at such a beautiful venue, but sometimes beautiful doesn't cut it. How does this club get away with offering such horrible food? I truly don't have any other options because no one else can host, hoping others can relate and appreciate any advice or turkey leftovers you have. What do you think? This is horrible.
It's horrible. You know what went through my mind? I grew up exactly like her. Mm. I had Thanksgiving dinners at home and at my aunt's. Mm-hmm. Both my mother and my aunt, incredible cooks. So I had that. And I also went to country clubs and had Thanksgiving dinner, and it was horrible food. But the clubs are sick and gorgeous and, you know,
amenities. Everything.
The whole thing. We don't even have to get into it, but exact same thing. Tennis courts, pools, the whole thing. So I thought she should go and volunteer on Thanksgiving and give food to all the people.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to go to the soup kitchen. The food's pretty good there. I'll be back. So she can get the amenities, but also, you know, pop in. Here, listen, just like you and the listener, I have a very similar situation. I grew up, you know, Needham, Massachusetts, if anyone knows, is the longest running high school Thanksgiving football rivalry in the country, Needham versus Wellesley. It is like 100 years of football games. And if you were to draw a painting of Thanksgiving, that's what Needham looks like every year on Thanksgiving. It is fall leaves.
Yeah.
It's up early for the football game, to your house, and then back home by 10 a.m., feet up. Let's have a hot toddy. Let's, you know, fire burning.
Yep.
And let's eat until the rest of the day, and let's be able to be in a position that immediately once we're done with the meal, I can go hug a pillow. My life has been turned upside down because my parents have moved to Boca. Boca Thanksgiving.
It's so different.
It's so different. You're not the idea that I'm going to be in the heat eating from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. while drinking hot toddies. It's over. I have to readjust. And my parents now go to their club in Boca. So you have to wear a jacket. You think I want to wear pants with a belt when on Thanksgiving? Like, you can't eat like you want to eat. You can't do. And it's like, then you have to sit at a table with some guy. My parents have these cronies that they've become friends with.
I know.
And they love inviting everybody. And I do like their cronies. But they are cronies. I have to adjust what I...
A joke.
You know, you're funny. There's one guy they bring along who I know just doesn't buy it. Like, you know, the guy who just doesn't, like, you're a comedian. Yeah. Like, he's just like,
oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Like, he's he thinks
I'm
like,
what kind of shows do you do?
He doesn't even listen. He just thinks I'm trying to fuck over my parents out of their money.
Of course.
Like, he just thinks this is like a big show until they die and I move into their house. Like, you can tell, you can read it on him.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. Like, even if they are like, you know, tell him about the comedy, I will get like seven sentences in and he's looking at his phone at stock stuff. And I'm like, so I have to deal with him. Like, I, you know, so. He's like, so the market's today. And I'm like, I was trying to tell you a story about, you know, doing the Tonight Show. The Tonight what? No.
What show? Yeah,
you should really go to grad school. Like, that's his response.
Yeah.
Tonight Show.
So this sounds nice, but when are you going to start working for your father?
Yeah, this is so I understand going from one like beautiful, scenic Thanksgiving experience to another. And I think you have to adjust how you celebrate. To me, I will be going to Boca, and then the day after Thanksgiving, goodbye, spending the weekend going home. I don't have to be there through the whole weekend. I get the holiday and then I go back and I do my own celebration of sorts. This person needs to start creating their own family of their own choosing. And they need to start creating, you know, I don't like Friendsgiving. I'm not like a fan of Friendsgiving. I don't think like it kind of sounds a little sad to me. It's gotten a little out of control.
You're not gay.
That's true.
I was always invited to two Friendsgivings. Gay people have a lot of friends.
You're right. I never thought of it that way. Like the Friendsgiving was invented by the gays.
For gay people. Always.
Wow. White women take over everything. They took over Friendsgiving from the gays.
I'm serious because this is sad, but a lot of gay people never had anywhere to go because their families disowned. That's sad. But
ostracized.
I've always been invited to, you know, gay Thanksgivings.
It's sad, but makes sense.
It's
you know,
beautiful,
there's it's beautiful sadness. So this person needs to like create their own kind of tradition they can look forward to because, you know, sorry, childhood's over. You know, you're done eating at mommy and poppy's. It's over.
But it is ridiculous. I mean, she's right. These clubs for people that don't know.
Yeah.
Are a fortune.
It's crazy.
They're a fortune. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars.
I can't believe she's the only one complaining about the food. Like, I can't believe.
Well, no, a lot of people complain about the food, but they still, you know, they don't fix it a lot. And then, yeah. I mean, even when the food is amazing, people complain about the food. The people that run these clubs are tortured. They're absolutely tortured on a daily basis.
They are, but their whole job is, I have this amount of money. I need to spend under it as much as I can.
That's true.
Because they only have, it's not like they can get more. It's not like they can drive, you know, more customers. They can't make the sandwich, like the earlier woman.
That's true.
They can't make a better sandwich and have people come in. Like, they have dues and that's the amount. So that's why they go to, you know, Cisco and mass order mashed potatoes. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I sent this to you, Jess. This one's, I sent you a couple screenshot ones before the show. Did you take a look? Okay.
I did quickly, yeah.
This one's specifically for you because you have one of the funniest nail salon jokes I've ever heard. And this is called Luxury Lounge Complaint, Nail Salon Problems.
Yeah. Crazy.
Dear J-Train, longtime listener, first time Luxury Lounge writer. Your many podcasts helped me to get through the week. I can't thank you enough. Also, congrats on Jimmy Fallon appearance. I watched it on YouTube and you killed it. Now onto my complaint. See, that's a compliment.
Yeah. You killed it.
You killed it. Done. Let's move on. What's next? The nail salon I go to has an online booking process where you can choose your stylist, date and time of the appointment, and put a comment about the design you'd like to have. In theory, this is a great idea. However, it has happened more than once that when I get there, the nail stylist tells me there might not be enough time to do the design I asked for. I would understand that if I didn't put the design I wanted in my comment when I booked the appointment, but when I've already specified, why are they still not prepared for how long it'll take? For context, the nail salon is known for doing intricate designs, so I don't feel like I'm asking for too much. Please see example of their work. I'm looking at it. It is unbelievable. It's a beautiful design. Also intricate. Also, they're putting this out there. They're advertising this. So
they do that. Right.
So what they're doing is they're drawing you in, making you sign up online with the idea in your head of, oh, I'm going to have this fun design. And they go, oh, we don't have the time. Here's red. And you're like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, this is great.
Here's red.
You've been bamboozled. Additionally, when I book online, I select choose any stylist option, thinking this makes life easier for the staff. Look, they're looking out for them. However, I often get a stylist who can't finish the design I want because they don't have the expertise. This is insane. Then they ask for another stylist to help. Now she's got a team. This is fine until I have to figure out how to handle the tip. I usually tip 20% to my stylist. However, if two stylists help me, I'm not going to tip each one 20%. I end up paying 40% total over the price of the service. No.
No.
It's 20% for the service done. They can split it, especially when the service can cost $60 plus, depending on the design. So instead, I will tip each stylist 10%, so it adds up to 20%. Even though this makes sense to me logically, I can't help but feel like a cheap asshole for not tipping each person more. What's a girl who wants small works of art on her fingernails to do? Jessica, what do you think?
This is all ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is false advertising. They're trying to hook her in, and then they're scheming her. No. This is not okay. This is, you know, she needs to get what she's paying for, what she makes the appointment for, with the right person for the amount of time. You know, the one tip, they split it, right? I mean, you totally agree. This is ridiculous.
This is every listener of the J Train podcast Luxury Lounge episode. I want you to rewind and hear the way Jessica said ridiculous. Okay, that is how Jewish women complain. And I think everyone would be better off if your immediate reaction, this is ridiculous. That's what she should be saying. That is what she should be saying the minute a second stylist comes over. This is ridiculous.
I want these women to start speaking up for themselves. That's what's happening here.
and she has to say it right away. This is what Jewish women do. I watch my mom all the time. If something doesn't go her way, she doesn't go, wait a minute, what's happening? There's no question asked immediately to, this is ridiculous. You have to go straight to, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that's what Jewish women do, because they air complaints above the heads of the people. It's not to any of them. They're, you're just, it's almost like a bird call. They go... It's like when you hear a bird doing their mating call, you're just alerting everyone in the room there is an issue in this vicinity. This is ridiculous. They turn into an alarm.
Yeah, you put it out in the out
there. And
this
then
is ridiculous. Yeah, you're
That when you get to Boca, Florida, all you hear is, this is ridiculous. You hear in the in the background,
enough is yelling. Enough. Yeah, you just hear these terms.
This is how Jewish women complain. Enough is enough. This is ridiculous.
I've had it. Yeah,
you I've had it. You have to air it. So for this person, next time I'm there, if I'm at the nail salon, they go, we don't have enough time for the design. You don't say to them what. You don't even look at them. You go, this is ridiculous. And you look for other Jews that you're calling other women over and for them to go, this is ridiculous. So now you've created a small little army.
Right.
That you can all shame the nail place together.
Shame people. Right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Jessica Kirsten. Let's do one more. Is that cool, Jessica?
Of course.
I think this one is fantastic, and I want to make sure we get to it because it's actually ridiculous. Luxury Lounge, toxic positivity. Luxury Lounge complaint. My Luxury Lounge complaint are emails like the one attached. I'm a teacher. We have a teaching coach at my school who helps teachers who are struggling. Every Friday, our quote-unquote coach sends out an email like this. Every time, there are at least 7 gifts, all placed super weirdly. See below. It's nice, but also, we don't care to read these, and the gifts are about to give someone a seizure. Thanks, Jared. Love everything you do. A Patreon member. Well, thank you. I mean... I'm going to go through the email. We're going to put it on the screen and I'm going to read it. You ready?
Yeah.
Welcome to Friday, Carlton dancing gift. Okay. We literally started our Friday dancing. Thank you to blank blank and crew for starting our weekend with dancing. Shouldn't every day start with dancing? Today's feelings are wrapped up in favorites. Do you have a favorite snack? Like, is this gibberish?
I don't know, but it's making me want to take my own life.
How about a favorite song genre? And then it's a that's my jam gif. Well, and they're right. The gifs are like placed where words would be, but it's super hard to read.
A lot. It's very confusing. I didn't know
they should take us. They should hit return so that it goes on the next line. Like
I was very confused by it. I'm like, what's happening here?
Well, believe it or not, there are people who want to know your favorites. Why? Because people like to say thank you with the right gifts, and it's good to know what people like. No, I don't want to know anything about people. I would like to encourage you to fill out the Microsoft form that is linked in this email. On a side note, I was told I needed to provide a bigger for getting my walkie back. A bigger what?
I don't know.
They're,
I don't know.
They're inserting gifts for words?
I know. I can't. It's a lot.
They write, I will buy lunch for you as well as take over the class that you struggle with for the day if you're a teacher. If you're a staff member, I will take on the worst part of your job for an hour. Also, like, it's a little, like, I don't want to tell someone I'm struggling at my job. I'll take on the worst part of your job for an hour. Like, I don't want to be near this person. How does that sound? Let me know. Have a great restful weekend. Don't forget to fill out the favorites form. No. I don't want more. And they're asking me to fill out a favorites form. I don't want people at work knowing more about me. I want them to know less about me.
I know. And you know what? I'd rather her take over my stuff at home.
Yeah. Go get my laundry.
Yeah. Go get my laundry. Wipe my kids' asses. Deal with my relationship shit.
Fuck my husband. Can you go home and have sex with my spouse? They take forever to get off, and I just need you to go down on them.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part of my day.
So I don't have to. I mean, I don't have a husband, but.
Go down on my wife, please.
Yeah. Can you listen to my wife's story for the 5th time?
The hardest part of my day. This is the easiest part of my day. I get to go away from home. I get to sit here and zone out and no one's asking me, so what are we doing this weekend?
But that kind of email makes people anxious. It makes me.
Yeah, it does.
Let me not speak for other people. If I get an email like that, that makes me anxious. It's confusing.
Well, also, does this person who writes it ever have a bad day? Like, it makes me afraid.
That person's a killer.
That's the thing.
People like that are killers.
When you write emails that are like up here, you have to also go down here. It's life is gravity. So this person's sending gifts of like people murdering each other, being like, "Oh, I gotta get the bad gifts out of me before I send the good ones." Like,
right.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be around this person. I would avoid them in the hallway.
Like no.
It would be over.
No.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Jessica Kirsten, thank you for coming on.
I love you so much. You're so adorable, Jared. The way you were smiling just before, and I was like, that punim for people.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you have such a cute face.
You were perfect for the lounge. I knew you would be great. I mean, everyone here listening, go follow Jessica right now at Jessie Kirsten, jessicakirsten.com, Disgusting Hawk. That's the and listen, I say this with everyone's podcast. Go to Jessica's YouTube page. Go to my clip of Disgusting Hawk, and that'll be like your appetizer into the whole podcast. And when you have Rich Aronovich on, I mean, I there are clips where Rich Aronovich, like, I don't expect it because the camera's on you and you're being the character. And then you'll go to Rich and he's dressed ridiculously. And it's just like, it hits, it's like punchlines every 5 seconds.
Well, his is the most recent. Rich Aronovich is Stevie Stevenson. His is the most recent one that's on now.
What was the one where he's on with Matt and he's explaining that he's
that's
straight?
That's his now. That's the most recent one right now. You're going to, have you seen it?
I've seen it. It's just so funny. Everyone go follow Jessica. She's the funniest person alive at Jessie Kirsten.
Thank
JessicaKirsten.com. Disgusting Hawk. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every Thursday in the lounge, Monday, JTrain Podcast. Keep sending your emails, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.